So almost the equivalent of the strike of that 4.5 million ton deposit, down dip, down plunge. And so look, we're very excited. The results that we saw on hole 10, 20.9 meters at 1.3% copper and a gram gold. So consistent again. And then hole 8, we saw 27 meters at 1% copper and 1 gram per ton gold. And so these are big step out holes from the stuff we previously released. And this is into an area that doesn't have any historic drilling. So this is just a continuation of over 300 feet of mineralization away from the previous results.
Matt Philgate, Greenlight Metals. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you?
I bet you're doing great, man. You've had some great news just come out. Let's talk about it. But let's start first with the news that came out after we last talked, and that I think is really, really huge. And then we'll go out to some drill results that you just published. But talk to me about what happened with Barrick.
Yeah, thanks. Look, it's an exciting deal. It's an exciting transaction for our shareholders. So our Callium Canyon project in Nevada, it's a secondary asset to the company. We ended up acquiring that asset when we acquired Lobo and Lobo East in Wisconsin. So it came over in that transaction. And so we were really looking internally on how can we use this project to build value without having to put a bunch of capital ourselves into it, because it is a secondary focus as we're looking at copper in Wisconsin. So we ended up in pretty good discussions with Barrick. We were able to negotiate a joint venture agreement with them. So they can earn up to 80% into Callium Canyon, free carry for our shareholders. So there's no capital from our end. How that's structured is to earn into 60%, they got to spend $7.5 million US on exploration. And then we get $1 million US in cash payments through that period for them to earn into 60%. To get to 70%, they got to spend $11.5 million. And then to earn up to 80%, they got to do a pre-feasibility study, which, you know, is valued somewhere in that $15 to $25 million US range. So total valuation of this transaction for our shareholders is around $30 to $35 million US spent by Barrick, free carry for Greenlight shareholders. And look, this is what Barrick specializes in, these early stage epithermal deposits in Nevada. They have a dedicated team that lives in Nevada. So they're a great partner for this. Obviously, they're one of the world's largest mining companies and a great explorer. And so we're feeling very excited about the potential of Callium Canyon. And then obviously that 20% that we own at the end is going to hold quite a bit of value if there's exploration success there. And of course, we have upside to that exploration success throughout the whole process. So if they make a major discovery in the next year or so, that's huge benefit to us as a company as well. So we're very happy with the outcome of that. And we look forward to seeing the work that they do on that project. We really think that project has good discovery potential. So letting them go and operate it and put money into the ground there is very exciting for both parties.
Yeah. Okay. So just, I'm going to work that out. Just my own thoughts as an investor, and to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Greenlight Metals, and Greenlight Metals is a sponsor to naturalresourcestocks.net. Full disclosure, me as an investor, Matt, correct me where my reasoning, if my reasoning is wrong in this, there's like no downside to this. It only adds value. I guess if you want to say there's downside, we don't, as a shareholder, I don't get the whole asset, but this was a secondary asset anyway, so no money's going to be spent. And if they hit it big, it only creates even that much more value to the company. Is my reasoning correct?
Yeah, absolutely, right? Like we've been pretty transparent with what Greenlight is and what we're focused on. And that's really U.S. copper and gold. And the Callium Canyon project just doesn't fit that portfolio. So this is a creative way to strip value from it, and a lot of upside value for our shareholders, and then also build a relationship, a partnership with Barrick, which is also very exciting for us.
Yeah. So as a shareholder, I'm going to tell you, and what do I know? Well, I do know some things, but as a shareholder, I'm just going to congratulate yourself and Greenlight and myself. Really well done. These are the kind of deals I like, which again, I'm more than happy to give as a shareholder. give away risk for upside more than especially I should say, I'm not more than happy to do that. But if it's a secondary project or just another project, I'm absolutely, that's what I want to do. And that's why these projects are there in my mind. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And look, I will say, the success that we're seeing at Bend was also a driver for this transaction because, the Bend project's turning into something real. It's growing very fast. And so as a company, we have to decide where is our capital going? And we need to be diligent and focused on how we execute that capital. And so right now, what we're seeing at Bend, and we'll transition over here in a minute to start talking about some of the results that we just had come out. We're continuing to see that deposit grow. And so as a company, that's where we want to put our capital.
Yep. Okay. So well said. And again, I'm a CEO of a company, and focus is always a huge thing in our internal discussions. And again, I love the focus. And the reason why I bought Greenlight Metals was the story in Wisconsin. I didn't know that mining existed in Wisconsin. So that was what immediately got my attention, the differentiator in that. And then the second differentiator to that was how much we think, or we're going to assume, that you have in Wisconsin, the company has in Wisconsin, which leads me to ask, you just had some great drill results come out. Let's talk about that and what they mean.
Absolutely. So a couple of weeks ago, we put out hole seven, which intersected 30 meters at just over percent copper, gram gold. Very consistent with what we see historically in the deposit. That was a close to 100 meter step out. It was undercutting hole four, which we put out to the market. It would have been end of last year, so 2025, end of 2025. These new holes that we just announced, hole eight and hole 10, are now 140 meter step out from hole seven. So that's very significant. I mean, you got to remember the 4.5 million tons at Bend is contained in a 330 meter strike area. And now we've drilled out another 250 meters of strike. So almost the equivalent of the strike of that 4.5 million ton deposit, down dip, down plunge. And so look, we're very excited. The results that we saw on hole 10, 20.9 meters at 1.3% copper and a gram gold. So consistent again. And then hole eight, we saw 27 meters at 1% copper and 1 gram per ton gold. And so these are big step out holes from the stuff we previously released. And this is into an area that doesn't have any historic drilling. So this is just a continuation of over 300 feet of mineralization away from the previous result. So this is very significant. It adds a lot of tonnage. We're seeing consistent grade, consistent thickness. And then we also have other holes at the lab, like hole nine, which we announced in the previous press release, visuals on that, where we intersected 75 meters of mineralization, strong mineralization. So that's deeper, that's below the drilling that we're doing now and that we've just announced. And so this thing is basically plunging at 40 degrees, getting thicker, and we're seeing good mineralization as we continue to chase it down. And so I just want to make sure that people understand these types of VMS deposits, they don't come along very often. This is a very continuous, very high grade VMS deposit. It's copper and gold, and we keep hitting. I think we're on the 14th hole of our drilling campaign between phase one and phase two, and we've only missed on one hole, and that's because we hit the system up too high. So that was a vectoring hole. Every other hole has hit thick mineralization. So this story is getting more and more exciting every time we put out results. And I think we're showing the market that it's going to continue to grow at a consistent rate.
Okay, so you already answered this question I'm about to ask, but I want you to answer it again. So you just said 150 meter step out into my, I've been doing this a long time, but I'm not in the business like you are. That is an aggressive step out, correct me if I'm wrong. And what that shows, that's almost like, it's almost green fields, but not green fields, but I hope you know what I'm saying. I mean, that's just an
I
aggressive
understand what you're
step
saying.
out.
Yeah,
And
and
you
look,
hit.
and now we're stepping out another 100 meters along strike. Look, we're just looking to continue to chase this mineralization down, down dip, down plunge. And so, that's kind of what you have to do with these systems. We're being systematic about it. We're stepping out on, 100 to 150 meter step outs. We're also infilling in between those. So
Yeah.
really pushing towards that maiden resource by the end of 2026, 2027. And it's been consistent. And so we're very happy with the results. And you know, the visuals are great, but it's always exciting when you get the results back from the lab that validate that those visuals that we're seeing.
Yeah, so you're trying to get to the edge of this, correct me if I say that, and it's like the further you keep on stepping out, the bigger and bigger it gets because the edge is somewhere out there
Yeah, that's
that
correct.
it's
Yeah,
really impressive.
and I'll let you know on the so we're basically moving to the northeast along strike as we drill this out. But it's open to the southwest as well. And so part of the program that we're going to be doing later this summer is we're going to be following up on two historic holes that were stepped out on the western margin of the deposit that intersected nice copper grades as well. So it's open both ways along strike. Right now we're focusing on that northeast extent, but later this summer, we'll be drilling off the southwestern part of the deposit as well. And we'll be also looking to do a few deeper holes, right? We've drilled this thing down to about 450 meters, which is very shallow for a VMS deposit. You know, some of the world's largest VMS deposits are 2, 3 kilometers mine depth. So, you know, Kidd Creek is an example. And so there's just so much upside potential here. So we're really just scratching the surface with this deposit. So we're going to continue to drill it. We're going to add more meterage later this year and into next year, and really push it towards a significant resource, something that we can hang our hats on and say, yeah, this is a real deposit. It's worth advancing it through that permitting process in Wisconsin, and hopefully it'll be Wisconsin's next major copper mine.
Okay, so talk a little bit about that for all. We've talked a lot about it on the show here, but
Yeah.
just for anybody that's tuning in, again, I met to all my viewers and listeners, I met with Matt. Matt, it's been almost a year now.
Yeah.
And the thing that, again, that got me was like Wisconsin. I just didn't think of Wisconsin as a mining play or jurisdiction, and you educated me that it used to be.
Yes.
And then it went doormat, and now you're one of the first, if not the first, companies to come back in there. And it seems like things have changed in Wisconsin in the sense of permitting and them wanting you there. Just chat a little bit about that, because that's the next question I always get is what's permitting like?
Yeah.
Comment about that and how Wisconsin's been receptive to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in 2017, the Wisconsin Mining for America Act was passed, which was basically permitting reform, if you will. So, rewriting how you permit a mine in Wisconsin at a state level. And so, just a reminder, the Bend Project sits on federal land. So, any mine permit that we would apply for would be a mine plan of operations with the feds. And then there would be a state permit required as well. So, the process is kind of a 4 to 5 year timeline in Wisconsin, typically. You know, with this current administration, you're seeing timelines being shrunk because typically it's the environmental aspect that takes up a lot of that permitting timeline. And we've already started doing baseline studies out at site from an environmental perspective. But really, we'd be dealing with the feds. You know, our goal as a company would to be in that Fast 41 program. You know,
I'm
this is
familiar with
very
it.
Yeah, this can be a very important deposit, especially for the upper Midwest. So that certainly would be a focus for us. But it is very possible to get a mine permitted in Wisconsin. We sit in Taylor County, and Taylor County has been very receptive to what we're doing. We spent a lot of time with the county board. We spent a lot of time with the township of Medford, which is about 17 miles away from our project. And we've seen overwhelming support from those counties. And so everything's trending in a very positive direction there. And look, we still got a lot of work to do before we apply for a mine permit here, but we're thinking down the road. You know,
Yep.
we're laying that groundwork with the government, with elected officials in Wisconsin, bringing out both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican, bringing them out to site, doing site tours, educating on what we're doing, because Wisconsin hasn't seen a mine in 25 years. So there's, you know, there's always going to be questions and concerns around the environment. And as a company, that's our top priority, is to protect the environment while responsibly mining and exploring. And so we bring these folks out to site, and we introduce them to what we're doing, and they're always pleasantly surprised. So it's everything is trending in the right direction, Andy. We're pretty excited.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that too, is that what you're doing is you're building the company around optionality. So you'll have options wherever this goes. You'll have a lot, excuse me, you'll have a lot of optionality. Another thing that I really loved about Greenlight Metals, and again, we've spoken about this before, but I want you to comment on it again, is you guys are
Yeah.
just a really, really tight the share structure. And I remember when we first met, again, I don't know if it was 9 months or 12 months ago. I think it was 9 months ago.
Yeah.
You were doing a raise for this expiration and you weren't offering a warrant. Now, I was disappointed, number one. But number two, what that said to me, what said to me was that you were really had the best interests out for your current shareholders. That meant a lot to me. But comment about the share structure, how many shares you have outstanding, fully diluted, and yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we did a very successful financing at the end of last year. It was co-led by TD Bank and Stifel. It was a bought deal, a life exempted deal. And so yeah, we were in a very good spot at that point. We had a lot of interest. We had demand for up to 18 and a half million for that financing. Under the life exemption, we could only raise up to a certain percent. So 11 and a half million was that number. And so we brought in some really big shareholders. Deutsche Bank out of the Chicago office came in as a shareholder. Our existing shareholders like Vestcor and Delbrook came back in. They've been strong supporters of the company. And so look, we were very thrilled about that. We currently have 123 million shares outstanding, 90 on the non 99, sorry, on the non-dilutive front, about 7 million warrants, which have a strike price of around 45 cents, and are good for another kind of 8 to 12 months. So very, very tight cap table. Retail, we're about 35% held retail, 45% institutionally held, and then the rest is insiders. So, yeah, look, we built it out. I do protect it. It's really important. I've seen companies blow out their cap tables, and look, it was a down market for many years, so a lot of companies didn't have a choice. They had to raise capital at depressed prices, and it was a very tough market. But in this market right now, we can be a little more picky and a little more choosy on how we build out that cap table and what type of investors we let into the company. So it was a very successful raise. Now we have about 9.5 million still in the bank, fully funded for the rest of this 2026 campaign. So it's a we've both been in this industry for a while, and we all know these bull markets, they come and then they go pretty quick. So you got to make sure that you're doing your best to protect your shareholders and build out a good company.
Yeah, no, and again, I really admired that about you and about the company, and that's what really got me interested. And just full disclosure, again, Matt and I have spent a lot of time with each other when he was down here in Atlanta, and love to have you down and again. But to comment real quick about you going to have a lot of news really flowing throughout the summer, which is typically a slower time for mining companies, but you're going to have a lot of news, so people should be paying attention to you guys. What can you comment about where investors as investors on the fence should be on the lookout for?
Yeah, look, it's consistent drill results. That's really key. We're going to be having a steady flow of news all through 2026. Lots of exciting drill results. There's a few of our earlier stage assets like Lobo and Lobo East, which we're currently permitting, and we hope to have permits by early summer. And we're going to do a bit of exploration drilling, greenfields drilling out on those assets. Those are very interesting, very exciting early stage assets. And so that kind of adds a bit of a discovery potential here. And then we're also, we're constantly evaluating other assets in Wisconsin, working on deals. So there's going to be quite a bit of deal flow happening, as we look to acquire more VMS assets and take full control of the Pinocchian Volcanic Belt in Wisconsin. So we're getting pretty close on some of those transactions. And yeah, I would say if you're on the fence, keep an eye out at these drill results, follow along. This is a big growth year for Greenlight. 2026 is the year that we really bulk up and start to advance our projects towards resource stage and then also discovery potential stage.
Got it. So, Matt, if people want to do more due diligence about you, how do they find you online or your X account or LinkedIn? And also, what exchanges are you traded on and what are your symbols?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, our website is greenlightmetals.com. We have a Twitter account named Greenlight Metals on Twitter, or I guess X. Sorry, I'm still one of these Twitter guys. We're traded on the TSXV under GRL, and then we're traded on the OTCQB under GRLMF. So you can
Yeah.
trade over the counter there if you're in the US.
Yeah, and that's what I did. Matt, want to thank you so much for your time. Love. I might see you in the next week, I think,
Yeah.
in Quebec City. It's about a 70% chance. It really depends on some few things on my schedule. If I don't see you there, I'd love to get you on in the next 2 to 3 weeks as the news comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. And as promised, I will make it back down to Atlanta. It's always a great group of investors down there. So we will carve out time to get down and see you.
I hope so. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it already. All right. Thanks, Matt. We'll see you soon in person. I hope so.
Absolutely. Cheers. Thanks, Andy.